OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Musical Madness with your hostess, Desire.
Well, hello, beautiful. I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
What's up, everybody? Happy 4th of July! Thank you so much for spending your Independence Day with us. Tonight I have loads of brand new music in store for you all, so stay tuned as we get this party started. First up, we have Love Me in the Morning by David Lancion. Be sure to check him out on twitter.com/DavidLancion. Followed by Invincible by Usper Vong. Follow them on facebook.com/UsperVong. All right, enjoy.
Make it home.
Next morning with your head up on my chest, so baby shut your lips. I don't wanna fight no more. I don't wanna fight no more.
I ain't out there being scandalous. You told me you can handle this. I love you more than life itself, so don't you dare dismantle us.
Let's go back to sleep, but what tomorrow brings.
Gave you the best of me, now baby here's the rest of me.
If I can't make it home in the evening, don't think I'm
Zimmerman confessed to the shooting, claiming self-defense. Martin's family says he was murdered.
Two young boys are arraigned in the brutal beating of a 94-year-old man.
11 and 15 years old were arrested earlier this week.
School officials knew teachers were abusing Aaron, but didn't stop it.
Obviously don't care about the special needs kids and their condition.
They knew everything. They knew both incidents, and they did nothing about it.
Period.
According to the district's own investigation, Aaron was first abused by Melanie Pickens at Hopewell Middle School in 2007. As CBS Atlanta first reported last year, school officials covered up the abuse of at least six students.
Join Carla Simpson of EOTM Radio and Gerald Rose of New Order Human Rights Organization. Tune in July 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk about correcting the system of injustice. Don't just listen. Do something. Call in 718-664-6543. Tune in on EOTMradio.com. That's July 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's stop this mess in the U.S.
Before you send them a Facebook request, because some people get offended and they'll report you.
You can also follow them on Twitter and start asking them to follow you back. Just basically start connecting. B, submit your music to college radio stations in other states. Once you receive some love, then you can submit your music to FM stations. C, if you're traveling, then just take one night out of your vacation to hit up an open mic. It's as simple as that. You can actually exchange business cards with other indie artists, and if you're lucky, possibly perform. Okay, so moving right along to number two, how can I make better beats? Honestly, I have my own little personal checklist of what you need to create hot beats, and here it is. A, talent. That goes without saying. B, a great ear, not a good ear, because you need to be able to hear any gaps or clutter on the instruments, chords, etc. C, you have to have passion. Music has to have feeling and soul. You know, creating a beat is more than just that whole technical side of quarter notes and half notes and bars and all that other stuff. You have to actually feel it pulling from your gut. So don't get so caught up in the technical side that you actually lose the emotion. I kind of think a great track pours out that emotion before the vocals are even added to it. So it doesn't matter if it's happy, sad, angry, or whatever. It's just your job to feel it. D, please do not follow what the next person is doing, okay? It's great to use people's music that you admire as a guideline, but just don't mimic it. You'll just stunt your own personal growth. So get comfortable with your own music style as a producer. E, and I'm serious about this one, learn to play the keyboard, please. I know several producers who cannot actually play any instruments, and it really takes away from the fidelity of the track. Okay, all right. So you should have your pen and paper out. Let's take a little bit of break. Up next, we have a little bit of Bang Bang by Danny Walker. Make sure you follow her on Twitter at Danny Walker Music, Danny with an I, followed by Blade Brown featuring Bronya with You Here. And you can check them out on Facebook at Blade Brown Music, ENT. All right, enjoy.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
Worry about it, cause I ain't going nowhere. As long as you're here.
Welcome back. Happy Wednesday. Good morning, good evening, and good night. Whatever time it is in your city, I hope you are feeling right. I'm so full of ideas, and I just want to actually thank all of my mad heads out there for challenging me. Helping you all grow also helps me to grow in return. I really try to put a lot of thought into the advice given here on the show, so I'm sure that you can find something that is useful to you. You can also check me out on Facebook.com/TrueDesire, D-Z-I-R-E, for daily tips, Monday through Friday. All right, so the third question that was sent to me is, why is mastering so important? Oh, my God, there's so much on this topic that I will most likely cover in the near future, hint, hint. But to answer your question, I actually came across a great quote by Masterpiece Mastering, and it says, like nearly everything, the recording of music has become more sophisticated. Currently, a competitive artist, record label, or producer will record at the studio of their choice, mix the recording, and then deliver the stereo to TRK, analog reel-to-reel, or digital master to a dedicated high-end mastering suite for additional processing, polishing, editing, balancing, and other professional touches. Whew, that's a lot. These enhancements, if done on a professional level, make a dramatic difference. Let's go back. Dramatic difference, okay? And the quality, impact, image, and competitiveness of the final commercial release. Using quote-unquote tools such as equalization, multi-band compression, expansion, dithering digital sound platforms, limiting effects, analog, warming, and digital editing, the recording is customized with the proper amount of increased volume to kind of like jump off the CD or radio station more in depth, detail, and robustness. The recording will have consistent frequency response from highs to lows and the volume consistency from song to song. So basically when, I'm just going to take a pause from the quote, when you put a CD into your CD player, one song doesn't come on super, super loud, and then the other one you have to, like, turn it way up because it's way too low. All right, so it just even kills everything. All right, so back. And it will translate well from a small to large playback system. True professional quality mastering is not just burning a CD. All right, so I could not have said that in better words or more descriptively. That was just perfect. So in short, mastering, professional mastering, I should say, dramatically increases the quality of your music, but more on this later. All right, question number four, how can I give my music more emotion or soul as a composer? I actually want to let the person who asked me this question know that I have decided to dedicate an entire segment of Musical Madness to music production, so just hang in there. I'm not going to answer your question tonight, but I will dedicate an entire show to you in 2 weeks, okay? So the next show is for producers. In the meantime, my simple advice to you is to get out of your head and get into your heart, okay? Number five. Okay, Desire, I've recorded an album. Now what? And it's really a shame that the person missed the show where I actually dedicated an entire segment to online distribution. So my suggestion to you is checking the archives on iTunes. It's completely free, so you don't have to pay to download the episode or anything. But listen to the segment that I did on online distribution because it will help you tremendously. In a nutshell, you need to read up on pricing. It's really cheap, though. But the rules, the details of online distribution, websites such as CDBaby.com, Amazon, MP3, iTunes, and so on, making sure that you have your digital code so that you're actually able to sell your music online, professional graphic work, and a distribution plan. Please have a plan, people. If you have more specific questions, then let me know. But again, just check out the archives for extreme details. Like I said, you can always find me on Facebook.com/TrueDesire. Okay, so we will be back with more Musical Madness after this break. Next up, we have a song by yours truly. Find out what it is in a moment. And after that, we are featuring To the Moon by the sultry, sexy Miss Vixiana Lore. All right, enjoy.
I'm gonna take you to the moon, 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 moon. The only way to hold up. I'm gonna take you to the top, top, top right now.
I'm
new about Vixie on Allure. Check her out on Facebook.com/Vixie on Allure. You know what? It might also be Vix Allure because she has two pages. So we'll check out either one of those. Followed by He's My Type by yours truly, Desire. All right, we are live on air tonight, and our 4th of July special has been all about answering the questions that you, the listener, submitted. If you have any other questions that you would like addressed off air, you can hit me up on twitter.com/TheOnlyDesire. I'm always happy to help, so it's not a problem. All right, so the next question submitted, number 6, is how do I get signed? And this question is a little bit vague. First, I think you need to determine whether you want to sign to an indie label or a major label. I always say this to you guys, but I'm going to assume that this person means a major label. So A would be to build a consistent fan base. If you do not have fans, then the label will consider your music as high risk on their end. Your fan base is collateral, so to speak. B, your fan base will build and labels will notice you by doing the following: perfecting your performances, having professional photos, website, and EPK, which is an electronic press kit, and already currently selling music online. If you do not have an electronic press kit or website, you can hire someone from EOTM to put that together for you. So just hit me up and I can put you in contact with the right people. You should also have fans engaged to demonstrate to labels that people are actively interested in you. That means that people should actually be commenting and posting on your YouTube, your Twitter, and Facebook accounts, okay? C, hire a manager to solicit A&Rs on your behalf. Emailing an A&R yourself is considered unsolicited spam. Coincidentally, if you're very popular, then A&Rs will seek you out instead. Okay, so D is to submit your music for radio play whenever possible, okay? And I think that there's, like, some free things that you could probably give away to people who you want to reel in, things that are, like, cheap on your behalf, maybe, like, some little pens or, like, little stickers that they can put on their refrigerator, just anything so that they can keep you in mind when they look at it. And then E would be to know somebody in the business, because nepotism is reality, and knowing someone will open several doors for you. F, have money to invest in your career. Money is funny, honey, and this business is no different. Number 7, how do I get heard? Okay, so this question is really easy. If you want to be heard, then get behind a microphone, period. Again, submit your music to lots of indie radio shows, college radio, et cetera, et cetera. Perform at open mics, showcases, and concerts as, like, opening acts, okay? Update your social media accounts 4 to 5 times a day. You do not want to get excessive posting 10 posts on each account a day. You will annoy people, okay? And just make sure that you stay active on your YouTube and your line booth as well, all right? The key is consistency. All right, so I will be right back with a bonus tip after this break. We're going to listen to a little bit of I Want to Be On by Dane J on the Move. Be sure to follow him on Twitter.com, Dane J on the Move, all right? And Cadillac Music featuring Christina Avant, you can follow them on Twitter as well at Streaks, E-M-P, Streaks with a Z. All right, let's get partying. Enjoy.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Whoa, I wanna be on. Take your thoughts, don't matter, 'cause I'm grown. Tryna hate in order, but you know I got a face from straight out of Chicago. Now I'm living out in Cali, they give me a hard time cause I hail from the valley. I might reside there, but you know I'm still hood. So I want someone to try me, yo, I'm wishing they would. Not the heat to a rapper, bro, homie, don't say that. The feeling is so sweet when you serve a little payback. Talented individual, so the aboriginal, swag beyond dope. Baby, you're metaphysical. Jefferson, I'm moving up, so I gotta spruce it up. Hate to talk down, so you know I throw them deuces up. Cause ain't nobody stopping my shine. I ain't sitting back and chilling, yo, I'm gon' take mine. Just a youngin' from the valley, boy, I'm in the zone. I told the haters, y'all better leave this town alone. I take them out the game, baby, solar to some Pluto. Ladies call me Poppy Chulo, laying down off the new book. If your girl here, you know I'm about to scoop, bro. I'm chillin', I'm up in this. Catch me posted on the app with a bad yellow chick, cause I'm hitting up. And yo, my flow keep on dizzy, so all I hate is stuck. All the sexes, you hit me, you mean. Squad up, no days off, I'm back at it. Don't look past it, that's a hit, call a brother magic. Lock me up, and throw away the key. It would take a squad of steroids to stop me, yo. And I ain't talking light bulbs, homie, getting down. And I ain't talking stadiums, brody, cause I'm breaking them down. And rightfully get the crown. Haters got it to sound, but they be feeling the hell.
I wanna be yo, yeah.
When I never do the same as I did last year. Ambition, my drive is ambitious. It ain't stopping for no. It's critical knowledge that I'm using to get some riches. So I ain't got a limit to how I get it. Roll up your sleeves, get to work and show me that you're with it. I wasn't born, I was bred for this. So like LeBron in the clutch, I wasn't bred to miss. So I lock it down and I walk the ground. Ain't no beating round the bush, give it to me right now. Cause I'm ready and I ain't talking Trey Songz. They told me I couldn't do this, but I'ma prove it wrong. So nah, let's move along. And I don't care if haters listen to my new song. I was born to win, and I'm at it again. Never stopping my progress. I'm in the city, yeah.
I wanna be young, and your thoughts don't matter cause I'm grown. Tryna hate on me, but I'm on. This music got me feeling so gone.
And I wanna be
greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 and Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
rock vibe with them hazel brown eyes. And when she walks, way she talks, so amazing. The girl's so bad, she got me tripping and I can't come back.
I got the kid feeling like around the corner, just to catch another glimpse, cause I'm on her. She's so sad, she's so amazing, she's a star, she's a problem.
What you know about that treadmill? bag.
You know about that crib.
I play that mass car, no visa. We smoke that sleeper, we eat lobster, no pizza. My bitch is a diva, I'm so high up in these clouds. Not just that Jesus, my money all grown and dumb. The fetus, we fall deep off in that Chevy. Hope you're ready. If you bout that mob, then turn your noggin into spaghetti. My super sport like Peggy. And we stay living that fast life. Salute Mario and Freddy. Look, you know my gang is. The mother just ain't me. Spitting off my dome, be so cold, it's called a brain freeze. My same life ain't me. You just thank me. The DJs play my hits, cause I'm the like Mr. Hanky Young too.
My money running, treadmill. I swear I got these haters out here mad as hell. They stop, but who gives a? I'm chasing paper, boy. I swear I never get enough. Bottle action in the bit section. From the club to the cellar, you got your chick naked. What you know about that treadmill? What you know about that treadmill? My money running. I swear I got these haters out here mad as hell. But who gives a Get enough.
All right, so just to recap, we listened to Dame J with I Wanna Be On, followed by 120, which She Got Me. You can check 120 out on Facebook.com, and Cadillac Music featuring Christina Avant. Okay, so before our final song of the evening, I actually want to give you all a little bonus tip from myself, okay? Here goes. No one wants to hear an artist say, my music is different, without an explanation of how. Many artists are disillusioned to think that their music is different, but in reality, they follow the same trendy sounds as the majority. You need to have examples or proof of your uniqueness. Remember, the proof is in the pudding. Explain what ideas you have that stand out. If you're already a seasoned artist, then show them that. The first thing that a label thinks when you verbally insist on how rare you are is, oh, great, the 500th unique person today, yay. There is nothing unique about having the same speech as everyone before you. At the end of the day, everyone won't go mainstream. It's impossible. Not because you are not talented, but just statistically speaking. Some realize this business is not for them. Others try but never succeed. All you can do is give it your very best. I recommend coming up with an age limit for yourself. For instance, you can say, if I'm not signed by age 30 to a major label, then I will go to an indie label. This will allow you to continue pursuing your dreams, but with realistic goals in mind. Chances are, if you're 50 years old, then a major label won't sign you to a record deal to perform pop music. So as always, I hope that these tips have been helpful in you finding your personal road to success. I definitely look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. This has been another edition of Musical Madness with your favorite fusion artist, Desire, a.k.a. The Phoenix. We are going to end tonight's show with a little music from Mama Kim. You can check Mama Kim out on Facebook.com, Kimberly Williams. That's Kimberly with a Y. All right, remember, we are the dreamers of dreams, and your dreams can come true. Good night, and happy 4th of July.
Then it's building up in my heart over my lover. Thinking that my weary smile was who I was, my color. Lost the love of my life because I cried. Should have held back tears from my tired eyes. Kept inside. We can't handle the strain, not knowing what to say. When another's in pain, we've got to turn away. I guess I only fear the more than we were born to bear. Find yourself standing there with an empty stare. My spirit's rising while the other falls. My voice is silent while the other calls. Echoes down an empty hall. I can't believe the way we hide behind a wall of rations. I ask myself, where's the heart of compassion?
Where is the heart
of compassion?
Where is the heart?
Where is the heart?
Where is the heart?
heart of compassion. Where is the heart of compassion? Slave to ration, with the nations clashing. Engage the hate of fashion. And God is asking why his children are passing. Not ever knowing there's a heart of compassion. Babies are dying, they just learn to walk. Children angry when they just need to talk. Sinning caps and all of the rocks, and all the leaders got the tops in the lock over the stocks. People are lonely and we want to be heard, but we can't hear them because we use different words. The third, to desire, we have all been enslaved. Here's a heart of compassion, we're standing on its grave. Control our reactions. We're not the teacher, we're the students of compassion.